The question is, who is actually a transcendentalist? Is it brahmacharis who have dedicated their life to Krishna, or even grahasthas are called as transcendentalists? Generally, in the Vedic culture, as is defined by Srila Prabhupada and our Sampradaya, a person is defined by his goal. A person is defined by his goal. That means if a person's goal is sense gratification, then he is karmi. Even if the person is doing dharma, Ravana, he did tapasya. The tapasya he did was very severe.
Yeah.
But then he was sense gratifier, because his goal is sense gratification. On the other hand, a devotee, a person may be a grahastha, but if the goal is Krishna, then that person is considered transcendentalist. So that is the definition. We are all defined by our goals. And now, of course, we may assume that my goal is Krishna, but then we also have to see our actions. How much is that goal being reflected in my actions? So if my goal is really Krishna, then I'll try to spend as much time as possible for Krishna. And I will minimize all the activities that do not further that goal. So in that sense, it can be evaluated. But generally, we are defined by our goals.
I was thinking only from a point of view of hello, brahmachari, there.